We're at Husker Harvest Days here on Thursday. We're at the Reinke display talking with Chris Roth, who is president of Reinke Irrigation. Well, Chris, good to see you here today. Let's talk about your efforts to work with the Nebraska College of Technical Agriculture at Curtis on an irrigation training program. Tell us about it.
Well, we're real excited about this program, and the reason why is because there's a serious need across the country for service technicians that can do work on these irrigation systems. And it's a way for us to try to help out and develop this industry more that we care so much about, the rural areas, to provide jobs back in those areas. So what's going to happen with the NCTA is it's a program we've developed. It's a joint partnership. We've donated Pivot. We've put supplies into there. We've put lab equipment into there. So then when the students come in, it's a hands-on educational environment for the students. It's a nine-month program where the kids can go in there and they learn welding, they learn safety, they learn communication skills. There's lots of different things that they'll learn at this program, and it's something that we think is going to be very positive for our dealer network.
So you're saying there's a great demand for service technicians out there?
Absolutely. I think it's one of those things that, you know, when kids are getting high school and they're thinking about careers and what they're going to, maybe they're not thinking about irrigation technology and being a service technician, and it can be a really fantastic job, and it can be a really good way. They can make a very good living doing this. So we're just trying to highlight it a little bit through our dealer network so that they can recruit kids, provide scholarships, and we match scholarships as well to try to get the kids into the program to bolster the enrollment.
And you've got a big event coming up tomorrow on Friday out there.
Yes, we do. We're very excited about that as well. The governor of Nebraska, Dave Heineman, will be out at Curtis. We're going to have a ribbon-cutting ceremony. I will be there as well. We will have a ceremony, see the facility, and really get it kicked off well for this fall. This is the first semester, I would say, of our program.
Yeah. Okay, well, just as far as Reinke right now, I know you guys are very innovative, always bringing new products to the market. Anything big and new coming forward here?
Well, the biggest things that we're still working on is certainly our remote monitoring and controls with our OnTrack. Our Satellite Plus product is a very good product for us, as well as our VRI, the variable rate irrigation through our touchscreen, where you can actually see the prescription on our touchscreen, which is very innovative, so you can actually see the map of your prescription on it, so you can actually see what's going on in your field. So we're very proud of both of those products.
You know, sometimes I don't know if people recognize just how big the irrigation industry is in Nebraska. I mean, all the major irrigation companies located here, including Reinke.
Right. All the major ones in the world are located here, and we are the most irrigated state in the country. We have about 8.5 million acres that are irrigated. But the thing I like to point out to folks too on that is we have the most ground under irrigation, but we are not the ones that use the most water. So we're very, you know, there's other states that use more water, but they've got less acres under irrigation. So we're very conscious about using our water effectively. I think our farmers are very conservative in their approach to using their water. And so I always like to point that out to folks that even though we're the most heavily irrigated by acres, we are not by gallons used.